Lesson 35, Jesus Christ heals the sick and blesses the children. Purpose, to teach the children that Jesus Christ loves each of us and to encourage them to experience joy by having faith in Him. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study 3 Nephi, chapter 17. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. See Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. 2. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 3. Materials needed. A. A Book of Mormon for each child. B. Salt. C. Pictures 4-46, Jesus Healing the Nephites, Gospel Art Picture Kit 317, number 62541. 4-47, Jesus Praying with the Nephites, number 62542. And 4-48, Jesus Blesses the Nephite Children. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Have the children each take a taste of salt and ask them how they would explain the taste to someone who had never tasted it before. You may need to remind them that they could not describe the flavor as salty because a person who has never tasted salt would not know what the word meant. Explain that it is sometimes hard to describe things you have experienced in words others can understand. The Nephites had such great joy when Jesus Christ appeared to them that they said, "No tongue can speak, neither can there be any written by any man, neither can the hearts of men conceive so great and marvelous things as we both saw and heard." 3 Nephi, chapter 17, verse 17. Tell the children that if they will picture in their minds the events they will hear in this lesson, they may be able to feel and understand with their spirits some truths that words cannot describe. Scripture account. Using the pictures at appropriate times, teach the children the account of Jesus Christ healing the sick and blessing the children from 3 Nephi chapter 17. For suggested ways to teach the scripture account, see Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Emphasize that the Savior's love for the people was so great that words could not express it. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading the references with the children in class will help them gain insights into the scriptures. What did Jesus Christ say the people should do to help them understand the things He had taught them? 3 Nephi chapter 17, verse 3. What does it mean to ponder? Page 127. To think deeply about something. Why is it important to ponder and pray about the things we are taught by our church leaders and teachers? Where did the Savior say He was going after He visited the Nephites? 3 Nephi, chapter 17, verse 4. How does this show that Jesus loves all of Heavenly Father's children? What did the people do when the Savior said He was leaving? 3 Nephi, chapter 17, verse 5. What did He do to show them that He loved them? 3 Nephi, chapter 17, verses 6 through 8. What did Jesus Christ say was the reason the people could be healed? 3 Nephi, chapter 17, verse 8. What is one reason miracles sometimes do not occur? Ether, chapter 12, verses 12 and 18. How did the Nephites show their thanks when Jesus Christ healed the sick? 3 Nephi, chapter 17, verse 10. When should you thank Heavenly Father and Jesus? How can you show your thanks for the blessings you receive? After Jesus Christ healed the sick, what did He command the people to do? 3 Nephi chapter 17, verse 11. What did He do when the children had been brought to Him? 3 Nephi chapter 17, verses 13 through 15. Why were the words He prayed to Heavenly Father not written? 3 Nephi, chapter 17, verses 16 and 17. Why did Jesus weep? 3 Nephi, chapter 17, verses 20 and 21. How has the gospel brought you joy? How did He show His love for the children? 3 Nephi, chapter 17, verse 21. How would you feel if Jesus Christ held you in His arms, blessed you, and prayed to Heavenly Father for you? When the Savior told the parents to behold their little ones, what did the parents see? 3 Nephi, chapter 17, verses 23 and 24. What does it mean to minister, to give help or service? What can we do to serve others?
Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities any time during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Read and discuss the following statement from President Ezra Taft Benson, 13th President of the Church. I promise you, dear children, that angels will minister unto you also. You may not see them, but they will be there to help you, and you will feel of their presence. Dear children, our Heavenly Father sent you to earth at this time because you are some of His most valiant children. He knew there would be much wickedness in the world today, and He knew you would be faithful and obedient. Ensign, May 1989, page 83. 2. Read together 3 Nephi chapter 17, verses 20 and 21. Ask the children to choose a word or group of words from these verses that they think is important, and then have them share their feelings about the words they chose. 3. Ask the children to think about the times in their lives when they have been the happiest. Ask them the following questions about those times. What were you doing? What made you happy? Page 128. Why are we happiest when we live like Jesus taught? Why are you happiest with certain friends and family members? Explain that we naturally want to be with those whom we love and who love us. If we obey the commandments, we can live with Heavenly Father and Jesus and our families forever. This will give us the greatest joy we can experience. 4. Because the Nephite people who gathered at Bountiful were not sufficiently prepared, the Savior could not tell them everything that Heavenly Father wanted them to know. What did Jesus ask the people to do? Have the children fill in the blanks from 3 Nephi chapter 17, verse 3. Therefore, 5 blanks, and 8 blanks, and ask 6 blanks, that ye may understand. The answers are, therefore, go ye unto your homes, and ponder upon the things which I have said, and ask of the Father in my name, that ye may understand. Following a conference, sacrament meeting, or primary, what should you do to help you understand what you have heard? 5. Sing or read the words to When He Comes Again from the Children's Songbook, page 82. You may also use Had I Been a Child from the Children's Songbook, page 80. Conclusion, testimony. Testify that Jesus Christ and Heavenly Father love all children, and that if we have faith in Jesus Christ and obey the commandments, we will know the joy of living with them again. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study 3 Nephi chapter 17 at home as a review of this lesson. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of lesson 35, Jesus Christ heals the sick and blesses the children.